Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. John, big week of news here at the Castle. Ray Lewis likely done for the year. Ladarius Webb is done for the year. On the flip side, the good news of the week, number 55 Terrell Suggs was back on the practice field. Still not sure if he's going to suit up on Sunday. Time will tell in that regard. So with all of this said, all of this news, how do you think that's going to affect things against the Texans on Sunday?
Well, a lot of pressure on the defense right away. I mean, Suggs coming back, that's obviously a morale booster. I don't know that he's ready to be an every down player yet, even close. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that he will play on Sunday. That remains to be seen. But the loss of Webb and of Ray Lewis, if you add it up, you go back, to add on to the free agent losses in the offseason and Suggs, it's five starters from the AFC title game defense that are no longer, that won't be on the field on Sunday. So you're looking at a defense in transition here. There's no question about it. Got some young guys that need to step up. You got new starters, Danelle Ellerby and Jimmy Smith. And so it's just a defense that I think the good news about the injuries is it's early in the year. There's time to adjust by December. But right now, you're going to see adjustments taking place, and they're just trying to figure out how they're going to get by this. And so it could be a tough week that way.
You talked about Terrell Suggs. So you don't think he's all the way back quite yet. You don't expect to see the same defensive player of the year kind of player who had 14 sacks from a year ago. If that's not the case, what do you expect from him if he's able to go?
I don't think it's fair to expect. It's not fair to him. I mean, I know he likes to raise expectations, and he's an optimist, and everybody has seen the best of him. I don't think it's fair to expect him to be the player he was last year when he has had one practice, and that was a light practice. I mean, give him time, and I know he's ready, and I know everybody wants to see it, but it's going to take a lot longer than this.
If nothing else, too, it might be a little bit of a morale boost for a defense that's being hobbled with all these injuries.
Definitely.
Just to see 55 out there on the field. All right, let's flip over to offense. Nobody really hurt on that side of the ball, but could the changes to the defense affect what the offense does?
Well, it changes what the Ravens need out of the offense. There's no question. Cannot be 9-6 this week. This is an offense that has struggled on the road so far. And, that can't happen this week. There's pressure on the offense. The changes on defense adds to the pressure on the offense. Joe Flacco, there has to be a pretty big game here. I mean, this game, I would be shocked if it's 9-6 again. I mean, it has to be some back and forth. So that means, getting Ray Rice involved, throw him the ball, hand him the ball, try to get the running game going, but also the downfield. You need to see a Ravens offense that's pretty much in full bloom.
The story up to this point of the year has been the offense kind of taking over for the defense. Now that's even more progressed. Do you think that we're going to continue to see that, especially maybe starting this weekend?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I think, I would say hold on tight. I mean, there's going to be a lot of points going both ways and a lot of back and forth. Like the Dallas game, very exciting, ups and downs, your stomach's up, your stomach's down. It's a lot of fun, a little nerve-wracking, but I'd say so.
Could be a back and forth showdown in Houston.
I think so.
This weekend. All right, John, thank you very much for your time. And Ravens fans, that's what you should look forward to, the Texans game in Houston on Sunday. For all the coverage throughout the week, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.